Good morning and welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this time, right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day, we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, of the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Sheldon Library Director Nicole Weber, and we will talk with her right after we do this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. In studio with me this morning, Nicole Weber of the Sheldon Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming over, for moseying across the lot and feeling the braving the frigid temperatures this morning.
Yeah, a little brisk walk across the parking lot.
I'll bet you did not linger over that walk this morning.
I did not.
I don't blame you. Let's talk about some of the stuff. It's a new year, a new month. And all kinds of new stuff going on all the time at the Sheldon Public Library. Tell me about some of that.
We sure do. Just this afternoon, we're going to have a new makerspace, balloon-powered vehicles.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So Miss Annie is going to be having time this afternoon for the kids, and they're going to be building, well, just like it sounds like, balloon-powered vehicles. So creating different cars and trucks and then powering them with balloons, if you can believe that.
It sounds like fun.
I know. I would imagine she's probably going to have some races too.
You're going to go back there and build a car too?
I'm definitely going to watch. I don't know about the building.
Annie might not let you get involved.
She might not. Yeah, maybe picture taking would
there
be
you,
my
there
speed.
You go. There you go. But that's not the only thing going on. You guys have all kinds of different stuff all the time, and it just amazes me the imagination involved in coming up with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that during break, and Annie does a wonderful job of coming up with all the imaginative programs at the library. We had a request to have Domino's come back, and that's okay. One thing that we're doing. We always have Lego Saturdays. One thing that's going on right now that's really fun is Little Explorers Playtime.
And what is that?
That is a sensory playtime, just like it sounds like. It's an open room where kids can come in and play. That's especially important during this winter time. But we have things like a sensory light table, so kids can come in and learn to play through, just like it sounds like, their sensory.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that helps socialization skills as well.
It does help socialization and just a variety of learning.
Fantastic. That's not all by any means.
Oh, definitely not. We have teen programs.
Okay.
I'm in charge of those, so we have some teen journaling coming up. We're going to be making different types of journals. And then, of course, we also have our adult programs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting a new Huga knitting, if you can believe that.
That's how you pronounce that.
Yes, it looks like Heige, but it's actually Huga.
What is Huga knitting?
Well, it could be a couple different things, but when we're talking about Huga knitting, we're just talking about the feeling of Huga, which is just kind of a cozy feeling with congeniality.
Okay.
So we're going to be coming together and just having a group of people get together and knit and have tea and just have a sense of community.
That, you know, I've known a lot of people who were knitters, but it's always a solitary endeavor, shall we say, and not the opportunity for socialization as there is with this event. Yeah.
We're also inviting people who crochet and just kind of any type of needlework. So it doesn't have to be strictly knitting.
Okay.
It kind of fit with Knitting with Nicole. So.
there you go. Okay. So the Hug and Knitting, when does that take place?
That takes place the first Monday of every month.
Okay.
And you don't need to sign up. And if you're just wanting to learn how to knit, I know how to knit, so I would be happy to get you started on that.
Very cool. I let other people do my knitting for me. I have two thumbs when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's at my house, the wife knits and crochets, and I do the sewing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That works out
very
well.
Good.
Yeah. I was raised at the knee of a mother who was a tailor my entire life. So.
Oh, very nice.
I know my way around a sewing machine.
That I do not know, but I can knit.
That's good, especially if you're leading the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Other kind of stuff going on.
Another thing that we have going on is our board game night.
Mm-hmm.
And that is now meeting the second Mondays of every month.
Okay.
And that is kind of a multi-generational thing.
Okay.
So families are welcome. Adults are welcome. And we just get together and play board games. So
oh, that sounds like fun.
That's been pretty fun. And it's kind of interesting to see younger kids come in and, you know, kind of get away from playing the video games, get away from the TV and just the screens, and get back to good old-fashioned board games.
That's cool. Yeah, it's hard to interact with others when you're got that 4-inch screen that you're playing your games on.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about more of the stuff going on at the Sheldon Public Library.
Nick Liskeen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Back on Talk of the Town with Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber. And you were talking during the break. You guys have stuff going on pretty much every day, and many days more than one activity going on.
We sure do. And another thing that we have that a lot of people take advantage of is our Storytime to Go kits.
And what are Storytime to Go kits?
Well, those are for preschool children, so ages 0 to about 6. Actually, probably closer to 3 to 6. And they're little, like it says, Storytime to Go. It has a craft, and then it has some early literacy skills. So you can pick those up anytime the library's open.
And I would guess that helps prepare the child for school and for the reading they'll be doing in school.
It does. It includes some, just like I said, early literacy tips just to kind of get them ready for learning how to read. And then singing and some different things like that that helps them start to learn how to recognize letters and reading and different things like that.
And
it definitely prepares them for school.
Talking about reading, you know, we talk about all the fun stuff you got going on at the library, but you got these things called books, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a lot of new books, and that, you know, we have a new release section and displays, and it's really been popular. We get a lot of comments on just, you know, how many new books we have, and, you know, not too long a wait lists, and we get the New York Times bestsellers.
Great.
And, yeah.
So you got books, you got magazines. If somebody needs computer time, you can even help them with that.
We do. We have about 6 public computers. 3 are dedicated to the kids, and the other 3 are dedicated for adults.
Okay.
So a lot of people come in just to check their email, maybe apply for a job. So different things like that. Print. We have a lot of mobile printing.
Okay.
If people want to return an Amazon package, we can print right from your mobile phone.
Oh, cool. That's something I wish I could do someday.
Yeah, so we can help you out with that as well.
Okay. And you also have, and we talked about this in the break a little bit as well, for folks who are maybe going on vacation or what have you, but still need to stay connected, you have Wi-Fi hotspots.
We do. We have 3 mobile hotspots. We do ask that you've been with the library for at least 30 days before mm-hmm. you check them out, but they're totally free to use.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great for going on vacation or if you're going to be somewhere that you might not be able to have internet.
And there are still those places.
And there are still those places. Yeah. And, our Library Foundation is sponsoring those right now.
Okay.
We did get those through a grant,
mm-hmm.
But now our Library Foundation is sponsoring those because they've been so popular.
Very cool. Okay. What else do you want to tell me about the Sheldon Public Library?
Well, we were talking earlier about board games.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to mention we're already starting to plan for our summer reading program. In the dead of winter, we're already thinking about summer reading.
Well, you can't go, oh, let's see, it's the first of June. We probably should do something.
So our summer reading program is going to be all about, it's called Level Up at your library. And it's going to be all about gaming.
Okay.
So we're already starting to think about how we can incorporate not only video games, but mm-hmm. board games and whatnot into our summer reading theme.
You guys are planning 6 months ahead all the time, aren't you?
We are. We're always thinking, you know, ahead what kind of things are going to be interesting for children and mm-hmm. teens and adults. And
where does Annie come up with all these ideas?
You know, that is a great question. She has a very imaginative brain.
Apparently so, yeah, because she comes up with some good stuff that you see it and you go, oh, wow, that's cool. I never would have thought of that.
No, I don't know where she comes up with these. I know she looks for some different types of ideas on Pinterest, but I think a lot of it she comes up with on her own. So she does a wonderful job.
Her fertile brain provides the activities.
Think so.
Okay. Nicole, thanks for braving the cold and coming across the parking lot this morning. And we'll have you back again when we get a little further and we start doing some different stuff. Because, like I say, always fun stuff. Today, remind me again, what's going on today at the library?
Okay, so today we have Makerspace balloon-powered vehicles.
Oh, yes. And then, is there something else going on today, or are we then into tomorrow?
Pretty much that. You can always pick up Storytime to Go kits.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Yep.
And then tomorrow?
And I don't think we have anything going on tomorrow, but we do have Lego Saturdays every Saturday.
That's got to be fun.
And we have book club coming up soon.
Okay. You don't walk through the room barefoot after Lego Saturday, I trust.
No. You'd be amazed at how many Legos we find afterwards on the floor, though.
No, but, I probably wouldn't.
But that's always popular, and that's just a drop-in program. You don't have to sign up for that or anything.
Right, and just fun on a Saturday.
Just fun on a Saturday, especially, again, during this wintertime
when
if
you're
looking
get outside.
For something to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But yeah, and you can send the kids to Lego Saturday. They're not driving mom insane.
Right.
Because there's nothing to do around here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm told that people hear that sometimes.
It would not surprise me at all.
All right, Nicole, again, thanks for coming over, and we'll talk to you again. Nicole Weber from the Sheldon Public Library. And I'll be back right after this.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including biology, English, history, math, political science, and physics. At NCC, your success is our story.
Enjoying the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menus of appetizers, handmade pizzas, and mouth-watering steaks, along with sides to bring you back for a return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open, 11 to close, Thursday through Sunday. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us for today's Talk of the Town program. Talk of the Town can be heard every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. Talk of the Town sponsored by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, by Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town. We'll talk about an interesting hobby when Mark Carlson, the president of the Northwest Iowa Amateur Radio Club, joins us. Be here for that tomorrow morning at 8:30, Talk of the Town on Kiowa FM.